You're listening to the Liberty Grace Church Sermon Podcast. For more information, visit libertygrace.ca.
Hi, my name is Daryl, and I am a pastor here at Liberty Grace Church, and we are so thrilled to have you. Thank you for joining us this Christmas Eve. Well, we just listened to a song and read a scripture that talks about the events of Jesus' birth. I love Luke chapter 2. It tells us about Jesus being born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. I remember reading that story as a kid. I remember seeing that in the Charlie Brown Christmas special being read every year. I love that passage. And what I want to do for just a few minutes is to actually pull back the curtains. And I want to look not just at the events of Jesus' birth, but I want to ask the question, why did Jesus actually come to earth that way? Why was Jesus born? What did he come to do? The Bible tells us that Jesus came on a mission. He was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago because he had a vocation. And that's one I would want to look at with you today. So let me read a passage from Hebrews chapter 7 that gives us an answer. Let me read it, and then I'm just going to spend a few minutes explaining it. So Hebrews 7 tells us this, verses 26 to 28. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest. So underline that. Think about that. High priest. Holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. Since he did this once for all, when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which has come later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Okay, so there's a lot there. Probably that was pretty confusing. You're like, man, what does all of that mean? I just want to pin two thoughts here from this passage. Jesus was born, okay? The events of Jesus' birth, Luke chapter 2. Hebrews 7 pulls back the curtains and explains some of what was behind Jesus' birth. Underline in your mind the concept of high priest and offered up himself. Jesus came to be someone, and Jesus came to do something. Let me unpack that a little bit. First, Jesus came to be someone. So as I mentioned, it says that Jesus it's fitting that we should have such a high priest. You know, Jesus came, it was born as a baby. Mary and Joseph were charged with looking after him, Mary his mother, and Joseph was a builder. And back then it would be like, oh, a baby's been born. What's that baby going to do when he grows up? Well, of course, he's going to be a builder like his father. But Hebrews 7 actually says Jesus was born for not just the profession of being a builder. He was also born for the profession of being a high priest. Well, what is a high priest? A high priest in Israel is somebody who was responsible to be a representative, a mediator between us and God. We need that, right? We just know instinctively that we can't come to God directly. And so God gave this concept, this person, this idea of a high priest who would stand between us and God so that when we wanted to come to God, there would be somebody that would mediate for us. There were a couple of problems with all the high priests who existed throughout history. One of them was they were sinners. And so in a sense, they were really no better than us. It's like we would go to the high priest and the high priest would represent us to God. But that high priest was a sinner. He was really no different from us. In fact, when that high priest offered sacrifices to God, the high priest had to offer not just for us, but had to offer for his sins as well. The other problem with the high priests is they kept dying. You know, you'd get a high priest and that high priest would represent us before God, but eventually that high priest would die and need to be replaced. And so this passage tells us why Jesus came. He came to be a different kind of high priest, the high priest that we need. Again, verse 26 of chapter 7, I'm going to read the CSB version. It says that he's the kind of high priest that we need. This word, this phrase means that Jesus is the high priest who is perfectly fitted for us. He's exactly what we need. What makes him so good? Well, verse 26 tells us. It mentions that he's holy and innocent and unstained and separated from sinners. And all of this means that, unlike the other high priest, he is sinless. He never sinned. He didn't have to offer a sacrifice for himself. He could fully represent us without sin. It also says that he's exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he's not dead. He didn't need to be replaced. In fact, right now, he's at the right hand of God. He's perfectly situated where he needs to be, representing us right now, acting as our perfect high priest. We need somebody to represent us to God. And there's been nobody in history who could really fill this role like we needed. Why did Jesus come? Why was Jesus born in Bethlehem? The reason is that Jesus came to be this mediator that we needed. And I love what Hebrews says. He is perfectly suited for this role. Tonight, I want you to understand there's nobody who's better suited than the one who was born in Bethlehem to represent you to God. He understands you. Jesus has lived through basically the whole human experience, except without sin. Jesus is really perfectly situated, unlike any other high priest. You know, he lived a sinless life. And so he's able to come into God's presence, not full of his own baggage, but simply to come with our baggage and represent us to God. He never tires of going before God and representing us. He doesn't go to bed at night. He'll never die. Jesus is the high priest that we need. That's why Jesus was born as a baby in Bethlehem. We needed somebody who was perfectly suited to do the job. And Jesus is that person. Jesus came to fill this role for you and for me. Jesus came to be someone for us. So earlier on, I mentioned this passage basically says Jesus came to be someone, the high priest that we needed, the representative between us and God. Jesus, I also said, came to do something that nobody else could do. And so I want to look at that with you. Jesus came to be someone, the high priest, and Jesus also came to do something for us. Verse 27 says, he has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all, and here's the key phrase, when he offered up himself. Jesus came to be someone, which is a high priest. Jesus came to do something. When he came, he did this once for all when he offered up himself. The late preacher James Montgomery Boyce had a great sermon. The sermon's title was, Where is the Lamb? The quote comes from Genesis 22, verse 7. Kind of a weird story. It was spoken by Isaac, Abraham's son. Where is the lamb? So here's the story. God had told Abraham to take Isaac to Mount Moriah and to offer his son Isaac as a burnt sacrifice. And so just like that's, think about that. Abraham's got this son. He loves this son. The son is the fulfillment of all of his hopes and dreams. And they pack everything, and Isaac's looking around. He's got like everything they need for a sacrifice except for one thing, the lamb. And so Isaac says to Abraham, where is the lamb? He didn't know that he was the lamb. He was the one that was supposed to be sacrificed. So Abraham looks at his son. His son's like, where is the lamb? And Abraham says, God will provide for himself, the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And that's actually exactly what happened. They get to Mount Moriah. Isaac, everything's put together. Isaac's laid down there. Abraham's about to do the unthinkable and sacrifice Isaac when he hears these words. Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. Boyce basically says that question that Isaac asked, where is the lamb, is the question that we've been asking ever since. It's really the question of the whole Old Testament. It's really the question that you and I are answering. Here's what he means by this. Humanity is sinful. You and I, we know this. Even if we don't call it sin, we know that we don't measure up. We know there's something deeply wrong with us. We know that things aren't just right. We feel shame. We feel just this sense that we don't measure up. Humanity is sinful. We deserve death because of our sin. We haven't just done something small. We've committed high treason against God. And we deserve death because of this. We've committed, even though it doesn't matter how good or bad you are, really we're in a serious situation because we've committed high treason against God, even the most moral of us. The problem is, the penalty for that sin is death. The only way, basically, that we can approach God is if we have somebody who dies in our place because we deserve death. The only way that we can approach God is if someone dies in our place so that we don't have to. And so all through history, where is the lamb? Where is the one who will take our place? And that's why God gave the Israelites this sacrificial system. Over the course of centuries, it would be like we want to approach God. The only way is for these animals to take our place, to die the death that they deserved so that they could come to God. You and I might recognize there's no way an animal could ever take our place. That's exactly right. And so still the cry is, where is the lamb? Where is the one who can make it safe for us to come to God, to die in our place finally and fully, once and for all, so that we don't have to? This passage gives the answer. Where is the lamb? And it's Jesus. Jesus came to offer up his life as a sacrifice for us. Because of who he is, holy, innocent, unstained, and separated from sinners, he is able to be that lamb whose blood is sacrificed for his people. Friends, where is the lamb? The lamb is the child in the manger, come to do what nobody else could ever do. He came to be a high priest who's perfectly suited to our needs. And he came to be the sacrifice, the full and complete sacrifice, so that we could have a solution to our sins. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus came to be someone and to do something that nobody else could do. The great news tonight, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, is that he is perfectly suited for our needs. The reason that Jesus came to earth was that he uniquely fulfilled the role that all of us have been looking for, somebody to stand between us and God and represent us. He also fulfilled the other role we desperately needed, the one who would substitute himself in our place, finally solving our deepest problem and making us right with God. Where is the lamb? That lamb is Jesus. So come adore him, worship him, trust him. He is perfectly suited for your needs. Father, thank you that Jesus did what no high priest could do. Thank you, Father, that he is perfectly suited to represent us to you. Unlike all the other priests who came and went and had their own issues, he is perfect and he is alive. He's right now representing us to you. And Lord, anybody can come, anybody who wants to approach you can come through Jesus and find that he's perfectly suited to fill that role. And Father, I want to thank you that Jesus also came to do something. He came to offer his life as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Lord, all through history and even in our lives, we've been looking around saying, where is the Lamb? Where is the solution to our greatest problem? And the answer comes, it's there. It's in the manger. Jesus is born to be the solution, the one that we've been looking for all these years. And so where is the Lamb? Lying in a manger. And so come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.